I gotta get centered for this.
Okay. Lion face, lemon face. Lion face, lemon face.
What does a lime taste like?
It's citrusy.
But it's also...
It's like half a Sprite.
So it's like... Lemon face?
Are you trying to kiss me?
Lemon face?
I think you're making a pass. Lime face.
Boy, you're really stretching this out, man.
Oh, we're recording?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were recording.
I told you. Go ahead.
Good evening. This is Adrian Harrison.
I'm Brennan.
Whoa. We got a catchphrase here about Toby Skies. Let's try that again.
But I don't remember what it is.
It's welcome to Montauk Skies.
All right, one more time. Throw that thing, Biggie.
Skies. Welcome again to Montucky Skies. Good evening. My name is Adrian Harrison.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Biggs.
Yeah!
I was waiting for that. Today, maybe not the whole podcast.
I think I just ruined her ears too.
We'll see how the time goes here, but this is going to be a very alien-centric podcast because Prometheus is coming out. And I've been going crazy. So what happened was I went to the store. I bought Alien on Blu-ray, and it was delightful. And then the next day, and my wife enjoyed it too, and she had never seen the first one.
Really?
Yeah, she thought she had, and then she started watching and realized she had only seen the second one. So then I went back to the store the next day. We bought Aliens, powered through that, and we watched all director's cuts, I might add you. We go back to the store, and I start looking around, and I'm like, I'm just going to watch, like, buy all four of them. So... I see Alien 3 and I see Alien Resurrection, and everywhere I looked they're both $25, and I'm like, fuck. So basically, like, it was the same price to buy the box set of the Alien Quadrilogy. That, like, it was the same price to buy that rather than, like, just buy the two movies. So I did that, got the extra features, so I've been going Alien crazy. So we're going to do a little quiz here with Brandon and Adrian on the Alien movies, and whoever wins this is going to win their choice of Alien or Aliens, and whichever is left, one of the lucky listeners will win, and we'll get back to that later after we finish our game here, but after we figure out exactly which Blu-ray it's going to be. But so are you guys ready?
Yes.
No.
Okay. What's the problem?
I just wasn't ready.
Okay, are you ready now?
Almost.
Can I explain the rules while you're getting ready?
Sure.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to flip a coin, and whoever wins the coin toss is going to go first. There are 30 questions unless there's a tiebreaker. Then I've got additional questions. For whoever gets a question right first during the tiebreaker, it's like the NFL playoffs.
Do you have to have at least one question?
This is going to be really bad.
Yeah, you got to have at least one question.
This is
going to
be really bad.
And the last ones are easy in case there's a tie. All right, anyway, so here's how it's going to work. I'm gonna ask a question to whoever wins a coin toss. And if you get it wrong, the next person gets a chance to steal. If they get it wrong, the first person gets one more shot at it. And if they don't get it, we move on to the next question. Each question is worth 1 point. Okay? You guys ready?
Ready.
Okay, I'm going to... get my little Italian thing ready here. Got an A and a B. I see a coin there. You wanna flip it, Brandon? You wanna call it? Okay, we're getting the coin toss. You will notice on this coin there is a chest hugger on one side of the commemorative dime that you're about to flip.
That's
on the other
nickel.
Side is
you are good.
Is Ripley? I'm prepared. All right, let's flip this. Brandon, call it.
Hey, hugger.
Which one is that?
Tails.
Okay. Tails. You got tails.
All right. You want to go first or you want to defer?
I will defer to the second half.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Adrian. Question number one. Which actor who played Kane had an alien burst out of his chest? This is all questions from the first movie, I should add. So what's the name of the actor who had the alien burst out of his chest in the first Alien?
I know I can see his face, and I know his name. He's English. He's British.
I cannot give you any of those hints.
You know what they are, though?
I know the answer. I know the answers to the questions you're asking.
I can't think of his name, but I can see his face, and he's British.
Yes. I did ask you a question.
Yeah. I can't think of it right now. I defer to Brandon.
All right, Brandon.
Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton, I'm afraid not. Back to you, Adrian. You want to throw out a guess?
How interesting that he brought up Harry Dean Stanton.
He's famous. That's what me and Adrian were talking about, Harry Dean Stanton. And I said, and I actually told Brandon about this conversation as well. I was giving an example of the style of question I would be in there, but I did not put Harry Dean Stanton as any answer. No, it was not Harry Dean Stanton, but people know this guy. I didn't just make him up.
I know him too.
All right, so you got an answer? You're not like looking at answers on that tattoo magazine.
Yes, I am. This is little be known. Tattoo Life is also known. It's very widely known as an alien resource.
All right, you got an answer here?
I do not.
All right, John Hurt is the answer.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, he is English. Yes, you were right on that. Okay. A little bit of an easier one, Brandon.
He's also in
Indiana Jones, the most terrible one.
Yes.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
He was also in with Jodie Foster, Contact.
Yep.
Yeah. See, that counts as no. I know a little bit more about it than everybody
else. No, and that's okay. You're warming up too.
Okay.
All right, Brandon. You ready?
Yeah.
A producer for Alien had a script reader who told him that the film was like what Steven Spielberg movie set in space?
E.T.
Okay, nope. Adrian?
Steven Spielberg movie.
Yes.
American Graffiti. No, that's George Lucas. Spielberg movie set in outer space. Indiana Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Nope. Back to you, Brandon. One last shot.
Cocoon.
Jaws. Instead of like Jaws set in space. And I might add Raiders of the Lost Ark, Cocoon, not out before Alien.
Cocoon was out before Alien.
No, Cocoon was in the 80s, man.
Cocoon was like 76.
No, it was not.
And that's Steve Guttenberg, man. Yeah. Nobody knew who Steve Guttenberg was before Police Academy
1. One knew who Steve Guttenberg was after.
That's true. No one but me. Okay. So we're back to Adrian now. We've got 0 points on the board, don't we?
I told you it's going to be a 3-4 victory.
It's going to take a while.
All right, Adrian.
I thought they were going to be questions like, this happened. What movie did this happen in? That's what I thought they were.
There's some questions like that.
Okay.
Not yet. According to Ridley Scott, who did Sigourney Weaver narrowly beat out for the role of Ripley? So what actress almost played Ripley?
I'm wrong. Jessica Lange.
Nope. Brandon?
Veronica Houston.
No, that's you're close.
Angelica Houston.
Cartwright, weren't
Angelica Houston.
And no, she didn't almost get it, but she thought she did.
Angelica Houston?
No, it was Meryl Streep. And let me go on record. That would have been the most terrible movie.
That would have been Meryl Streep. She's a good actress.
What's that?
She's a good actress.
Dude, she couldn't play Ripley. Are you kidding me? Like, Sigourney Weaver's got that jaw where you feel like she could kick some ass.
And she's
it came down to.
Yeah, she's all right. No, she's super hot. Even in Avatar, she was looking good.
As a cat?
Damn.
As a blue cat.
Blue cat. He gave me blue balls.
All right, Brandon. This is a tough one. I'm not going to lie to you. What was the original name of the screenplay for Alien?
Two Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Harry Dean Stanton.
Is that really your answer?
Yeah.
No. Adrian.
I have no idea.
Brandon.
No idea.
All right, this is called Star Beast.
Oh!
I mean, you might have been able to figure it out.
No, that sounds like something that I would make up. Star Beast. Are you kidding me?
All right, Adrian. What was the name of the spaceship that the crew was working on?
Well, they only say it 10 times. I guess you could skip over it.
Is it written on there?
They say it like 10 times.
But is it written on the ship? Like,
I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't check. I don't
think so. Brandon knows this.
It's Nasoto?
Is that your answer, Adrian?
I defer to Brandon.
All right, you're saying what?
Nasoto.
No.
These are all these questions. As soon as you say the answer, I know. But it sounds like I don't know. Like I'm just, oh, yeah. That's what it was.
I'm maintaining you don't know the answers. Nasoto's close, but it's not quite right.
The Nissan.
No, it's Nostromos. You're close. All right. Whose turn is it now? Start out? Oh, it's Brandon's. Okay. I bet you get this one. This is an easy one. Who played Dallas?
Jed Hirsch.
Serious?
I have no idea.
All right. Adrian?
I have to think about this by my computer.
Oh, mother. That's the name of the computer in Alien. Yeah.
It's Chet.
No. There's no Chet in the name.
No. He plays Chet in...
Weird Science.
Oh. I know who you're talking about. No, you're
no,
not
that's
right.
No, that's a different guy.
Yeah.
That's a different guy.
This isn't the first one. Oh, God. No points, dude. I need to give a hint here. He's the captain of the ship. If you guys want to throw it out.
No shit. Idea. The character's name is Dallas, if he's going to be the captain. I could see him, too. He's kind of got, like, blonde hair, and it's kind of wavy right there. But he's not famous enough for me to know his name.
He is famous enough for you to know his name, but you're just not remembering it.
All right, moving on.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Tom Skerritt.
Yep. Finally. You would not have gotten that many hints if this wasn't so pathetic. You might want to fix your phone. Your child has been screwing with it. All right, Brandon, this one, seriously, if you can't get this one.
This is Adrian's.
Oh, we're on Adrian now? No, because we went to him, back to you, right?
It's my turn.
You're right, okay.
Yeah.
If you can't get this one, this is
pathetic.
That's
what you said about Tom Skerritt, so.
I said it was easy. This one is pathetic if you can't get it right. A million nerds will scream out
at once and silent. The problem was I got Tom Skerritt and Harry Dean Stanton confused last time.
Yeah, you did. Okay. What was the tagline for Alien?
Dun-dun.
Do you know what a tagline is?
Space. Dun-dun. Yes, it's like a...
That's what it says on the poster.
Right. Very alien-y. I don't know.
Brandon?
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Yes! Ah! We've got a tie game!
We're sorry. We suck so much.
This is even worse than I thought.
He has like 45 questions. I told him this was going to take forever.
All right. Brandon, are we on you then?
Yeah.
Okay. Why couldn't the crew shoot the alien in the first film?
Because their blood's made of acid.
That is correct. 2 points for Brandon.
I knew that.
Okay. Number 10. Blue laser lights in the egg chamber room were borrowed from what rock band? So when they were doing the set design, they borrowed the blue lasers from what band? So just throw out a famous rock band.
You gave him the acid blood and I have to...
There was two easy ones. Blood. You had the tagline. Dude, you've never heard in space. No one can hear you
scream. Of course, as soon as he said
well,
it.
Well, there you go, dude. There's two easy ones in a row.
What year did this come out?
79.
Led Zeppelin.
No. Brandon.
The Who.
That's right. All right. 3 points for Brandon.
You guys are in cahoots on this.
No. If we were in cahoots, you would have gotten one before number 7. All right. Are we on... we're back to Brandon, right?
Yeah.
No.
Because you had that.
Oh, the lights. That's right.
Okay. What was the name of the android in Alien?
Ash.
That's right. That's 4 points. Boy, Brandon's pulling out ahead. Okay, we're now moving on to Aliens.
I didn't think I was going to get four. It was going to be 4-3 this way. I thought you would have this one.
Like the NBA picks we got going on.
Okay. You ready, Adrian?
I'm ready.
Who played Private Hudson, who delivered the line, "Game over, man! Game over!"
Chet. From Weird Science.
Yes, but I need an actor name.
Oh, that movie's easy.
It is indeed Chet from Weird Science.
He is also from Twister.
I didn't see Twister.
He was also he's also in the beginning of Titanic, and I'm not going to know his name. It's Chet.
Is that your answer?
No! You know his name, Brandon?
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Oh, Brandon gets another point.
You said it.
I wouldn't have come up that if you were like, he was in Twister. Like, oh, I know what he is.
All right, Brandon.
All right.
Who directed Aliens?
Oh, my gosh. Trick question. My brain's going dead.
Oh, Adrian's hoping Brandon gets it wrong.
Oh, pass. I don't know.
Ridley Scott.
No. Afraid he directed the first Alien. All right, Brandon, back to you.
I'm going to say John Carpenter, but I know that's not right.
James Cameron.
Oh, look at the Titanic connection there.
Yep.
Bill Paxton.
James Cameron.
And Bill Paxton.
Yep.
Did you know that Kate Winslet played the alien?
Boobies don't look good. All right, this is a tough one. What was Newt's real first name?
Don't even ask me.
This was just a case you guys really knew your shit, but, you know, it's obviously not the case.
I told you today, this is not going to be good. I watch movies, I just don't retain them, and I don't watch movies over and over and over again.
Yeah, I do.
I know.
So what was your real first name?
Huh?
What was your real first name?
I don't know. He's like, that's really interesting. What's your answer?
We can throw out a female name. You never know. It is a female name. I'll give you that hint.
Sarah.
Nope.
Kate.
Nope.
Ashley.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
All right, Brandon. James Cameron simultaneously wrote scripts for Aliens, Rambo 2, and what movie that he later directed?
Terminator.
That is correct. He wrote all three of those screenplays at the same time. And they were all huge hits. No wonder he's got a career, man. All right, Adrian. What is the name of the company Ripley works for? It was literally on the TED Talk when we watched it for the Prometheus trailer. I'll give you guys that hint if you guys were paying attention.
I wasn't even paying that close attention. I was listening to him.
So I was giving you guys a shot, though.
I don't know.
Okay, Brandon?
Wayland.
I need the whole answer.
Tarkin.
I will tell you what, I will give you half a point if Adrian can't come up with the whole name.
Waylon Schmalen?
Is that really your answer?
Yes. All
right, I'm going to give you half a point for that. It's Waylon Yutani. If you look at the symbol, it's all over. In Aliens, they say the company's name, I think, once, and it's over everything. There's like coffee mugs. It's like all over the place. It's a W with a Y inside it. It's Waylon Yutani is the name of the company. So I'll give you half a point there. Okay. Are we back to you, Brandon, or are we on Adrian?
Did you have that one?
That one. Okay. What comedic actor played Carter Burke in Aliens?
Joe Pesci.
You consider him a comedic actor?
That's scary.
I'm afraid not. Go ahead, Adrian.
Okay.
You guys are both going to kick yourself when I say the answer if you don't get it. I guarantee it.
Okay, I'm trying to do through this. I'm looking through the crew in my head. Oh,
You got it.
Paul Reiser.
Yep, there you go. Point for Adrian.
Bring it out. You got it.
I got two.
Woohoo!
All right, Adrian. How many years did Ripley sleep in her hyperbolic sleep chamber in Aliens?
50.
Nope.
57.
Yeah, that is correct. How did you get that, dude?
Yeah.
I did some studying.
All right. Okay, are we back to Brandon now? How many times is fuck said in Aliens?
28.
No.
132.
Jeez, it's not Boys from the Hood. No. Go ahead, Red.
18.
No, it's 25, but Bill Paxton said it 18 of those times. That is true. Okay, Adrian, what year did Aliens hit the screen?
84.
No.
82.
No.
83. 86. 80. It took that long?
Yeah, it did. All right, who are we on? Are we on Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, complete this line. Get away from her, you... I think Adrian's got
badass
it.
Badass bitch? I don't know.
What's that?
Badass bitch.
No.
Just you, bitch.
Yeah. Adrian got it. Yeah, it's... I think it's the most
badass
famous
badass would have been showing some admiration.
What's that?
Like, you badass bitch.
Yes, I did. She wasn't happy with it.
No.
Okay, now we're on Alien 3 trivia. It's shorter for Alien 3 and Alien Resurrection because they're inferior movies, quite frankly.
This movie takes place in the comic series between the Walking Dead series number 43 to 68.
All right. Who are we on here?
Me.
Okay, who directed Alien 3? And he is a famous director, so.
Was it John Carpenter?
No, it was not.
Michael Bay.
God, no. No, not nearly enough explosions for it to be Michael Bay.
And I don't know.
David Fincher. Oh. And he it was his first film, and he disowned it. He didn't even edit the movie because the studio told him to, like, kept butting the way in, and finally he just said, fuck it, and walked out.
He's shitting, that's a good movie.
I gotta say, like, it's shot really well. It's boring though, man. Yeah. There's a lot of
talking.
I feel like if Fincher had cut it the way he wanted to, it probably would have been a good movie though. Really do feel that way. Like, David Fincher is a great director, so. Okay, Brandon. What was the name of the android in Alien 3?
Ash.
No.
Winona Ryder.
No.
No, that's a Resurrection.
Badass.
No. It was Bishop. It's also the same android in Aliens.
Mm-hmm. You're good, Ash. I'm badass.
You're little goody two-shoes. You should know what we're talking about now. You watched Army of Darkness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
A little guy.
Little quiz
bad. I'll get that with the gun.
There. Okay. Are we on Brandon?
No, that was me.
Oh. All right, Adrian. And what type of facility does Alien 3 take place
Prison.
In? That's right. 4 points for Adrian. It's getting close.
I only got 6 more points to go and I'm tied.
All right, Brandon.
This is my baseball for you.
You guys are screwed on this one. In the director's cut of Alien 3, what animal does the alien gestate in?
A cat.
No.
Say the question again.
In the director's cut of Alien 3, what animal does the alien gestate in? So in other words, what kind of animal does the alien pop out of its chest?
A dog.
No. That is in the original cut, though, but not in the director's cut.
Animal in the prison.
A bird.
I've never seen such a terrified dolphin. You say a bird?
Yeah.
It's an oxen. But you were close, dude. The dog would have been correct if it wasn't the director's cut. See, that was a case you guys really knew your Alien 3. That was just a case.
I don't think I've ever actually seen Alien 3. So
I don't think I've ever seen a director's cut of anything.
Really?
Yeah. I just watched the movie.
You go for the theatrical cut?
I just go for the movie.
I always go for the director's.
Take that back. I guess I do. I just don't think about it. But I don't have it to base off of anything. Go ahead.
Okay, who are we on now?
Brandon.
Okay, Brandon. What year did Alien 3 come out?
94.
No.
No. It came out in 91.
No.
92.
Yes.
Oh.
Now remember the guy, the black leader in the prison? The preacher?
Yeah.
He had his own TV show for a while on Fox. Remember that?
Yeah, Rock.
Rock, yeah.
Yeah. And there's also that stirring moment in Alien where Ripley's, you know, depressed because she's got an alien in her chest. She knows she's going to die. And she's feeling inferior. And he peps her up by saying, "You're 5 foot nothing. 100 nothing. Not a speck of athletic talent." Right? No, wait, that was Rudy. But it's the same actor, I'm pretty sure.
Same actor, yes.
All right, we now go on to Alien Resurrection.
Okay.
The worst of the four, I might add. Who are we on? Are we on Adrian?
Yeah.
You're going to love this question, dude. Who plays the android in Alien Resurrection? That's right.
Wrong side. That's what's happening. You've been giving him my points.
No, that's not. That didn't happen. All right, Brandon, this is a really funny one. I laughed so hard when I heard this. This might only be in the director's cut. I'm just going to throw this out there because I'd never seen this before. And I finally watched the director's cut. Okay. What corporation bought out Weyland Yutani?
Walmart.
By and large.
No.
Walmart.
Yeah, it is Walmart. Nice answer there. Yeah, I heard that. I laughed pretty hard. Okay. Are we on Adrian?
Yep.
What Cabin in the Woods writer wrote the script for Alien Resurrection? Now, if you guys have been listening to me at all for like the last 2 weeks, you should know the answer. That's what I thought.
There were a lot of awkward pauses in this tape.
I can tell you guys both look lost, so I will also throw out he's directing the Avengers and writing the Avengers as well.
Wolverine.
No.
I don't know. I do know. I can hear it. We were just talking about this, like, maybe just yesterday.
I can't pull a name out of my head.
We were just talking about it yesterday.
Yeah. We sure were. We were just talking about it today.
Like 2-3 hours ago.
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to remember.
Joss Whedon.
Better than Will Wheaton.
That's true.
Will Wheaton.
Okay, Brad. What actor was the role of Dr. Wren written for but turned down by?
Bill Murray.
That is correct.
Serious? I just threw out a name. That is absolutely
correct. They wanted to reunite him from Ghostbusters. Bill Murray.
Fucking Murray.
Bill Murray. I mean, I didn't read exactly his response, but I'm sure he just like threw it in the garbage.
He literally just threw a name out there.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Okay. All right, Adrian. What year did Alien Resurrection come out?
What year is it now?
It is now 2012. Jeez,
it could be a long time. I mean, am I that old?
I can't tell you how many years it's been because I'll give it away. 99? No.
98?
No.
2000?
No. 97.
Really?
In the wrong direction. All right, so Adrian had 6 points and Brandon had 9.5. You win, sir.
Woo!
Hey, and between the two of you guys, you almost got half the questions. You're half a point away from getting half the questions. Right. So it got a little more respectful. You guys want to hear the bonus questions, the caliber of what they were? Yes. Just for fun. All right, what was Ripley's first name?
Believe it or not. Catherine.
No.
Joanna.
No.
What?
Ellen.
Ellen
Ripley. How many members of the crew were there in the original Alien?
Six.
No.
Eight.
No.
12.
Split the difference.
Seven.
Yeah. What decade did Alien Resurrection come out? That was like if you guys couldn't get those other ones, I figured that would be an easy one.
1990s.
Right. So we had a definitive winner, dude. That was it. That was my bonus questions I had. But okay, so Brandon, what would you like, Alien or Aliens?
You know, I'll take the original Alien.
All right.
I don't have a Blu-ray player, but...
Oh, you don't? You think guys have Blu-ray? This is like the shittiest like competition ever. Neither you guys have a Blu-ray player. All right, so what that means is you guys who have sat through the schlock and like listened to all this, one of you guys can win Aliens. All you have to do is you got to either plug up, you either got to comment for us on iTunes and have the funniest comment, or you got to plug us on Facebook. And if you write in our name, I mean, it'll pop up on my thing that somebody's mentioning me. So mention, plug the Montucky Skies podcast with the funniest plug you can to all your friends, and whoever gets the best one, I'm going to send you a copy of Aliens too on Blu-ray. So that's all I got for the Alien stuff, other than to say I'm very excited for Prometheus. We were just watching the TED Talk thing, and that's kind of what got me on all this. But
I'm excited. I mean, at my poor performance, I'm still excited to see Prometheus. It's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be great. And they're already talking
about...
Any
excuse to see Charlize Theron. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And they're already talking about doing a sequel to it, too. Like, they're that... The studio is that impressed with it that they think that they can do another movie. Hopefully they'll do Ridley Scott. Or wouldn't it be great if they got James Cameron? That was actually...
It's going to start over again. Yeah, it's going to go downhill.
That was actually the April Fool's Day joke that they did. Ridley Scott and James Cameron put out a press, like went out into a press conference and said that that they liked it so much that James Cameron was going to do a sequel to
the movie so nice
to Prometheus, just like they did with Alien. And they like it. Like, that's the thing, is like Ridley Scott actually like he liked James Cameron's sequel. He thought it was really well done, and James Cameron really respected his. So. You would think in most cases there'd be these weird hurt feelings or something between them, but no. They were cool enough to play an April Fool's Day joke together, so... You know James Cameron's going to be busy on Titanic 2. It's still sinking! She's still throwing jewelry into the water. She's gone senile at this point.
She's still floating on the door.
So speaking of Joss Whedon from earlier... So the Avengers, they're saying the original cut of the Avengers was 3 hours long.
They should leave it that long. Great.
They said they trimmed it a half hour and there'll be deleted scenes on Blu-ray and DVD. And there's even more cut scenes.
They mean Blu-ray. They don't do deleted scenes on DVD anymore.
Oh, really? See, I haven't bought a DVD in a long time. So.
Last 6 months, I have not seen a DVD with...
They're just making them feature. Cheap now. That must be what it is.
You know, and I was thinking about this on the way over because I just dropped off a DVD. You know, I think they're trying to get rid of DVD. Because I remember this happening on the switch to VHS to DVD, is they really were pushing the special features on the DVD to get people to switch over to them.
Well, since
I think they're trying to steer them away from DVD on a Blu-ray.
Well, allow me to be the asshole in the room.
Allow
here.
Myself to
please,
introduce myself.
Please, you guys, get some Blu-ray players. They look so nice. There's so much more information on the best thing about the discs, they don't get scratched very easy.
Why?
They have a different protection on the bottom of it, and like the DVDs scratch really easy, and I've dropped Blu-rays and they don't scratch. I mean, sometimes they scratch, but you have to really screw it
up. So Avengers is going to be 2.5 hours in the theater.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And all
I was hoping for three.
So was I. I wasn't happy with that.
And apparently the critics are loving it too. Like I've read all these reviews and there's one or two nitpicky comments, but even those guys are like, it's a great movie. Like if there's anything wrong, this might be what's wrong, but it's a little thing. Like everybody seems to really like it. And I guess they gave pretty good screen time to all the characters too.
I'm glad it comes out on Nerd Day.
Yeah, may the 4th be with you.
It comes out on what day?
May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
That's funny. May 4th. So it's like in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's coming soon, man. I can't wait. I'm going to dress up like Captain America, get my ass kicked just like when I was in third grade. Because I want to relive that. Have you guys like seen Between Two Ferns at all? The Zach Galifianakis clips he does on Funny or Die?
No.
It is the most awkward and hilarious shit you will ever see. Like he brings these guests on, and he'll just say this awkward shit, and they'll just stare at him, like kind of like what the fuck's wrong with you or whatever. Like he brings on John Hamm for one interview, and he's like, you know, is your middle name Smoked or something like that? And he kind of looks at him weird, and then he starts sneezing on him, and he's like sneezing in his lap and shit. But it's all done up like this public access show. They have these two ferns. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm allergic to ferns. Just like a total dickhead to him. They do a lot of these. Will Ferrell threatens to punch him on the episode he does with him. But my point is they're making a Comedy Central show out of it. Like this has been going on for a couple of years. They've done these sketches on the internet. But turn it into a half-hour show. Did you guys hear about the Hannibal show?
The what?
The Hannibal show.
The Hannibal?
Yeah, they greenlit it.
For a show?
Yeah, we talked about it before. No. But what a show that would be, huh? Sweetie? No, so they're doing the Hannibal Lecter series that we talked about before. They got Hugh Dancy is going to play Will Graham. So it's sort of taking place before Red Dragon. But apparently the guy went into the studio and like mapped out the first 7 seasons to him. So, well, I guess that's all we got. For most awkward ending ever.
I don't know. Did you see the end of Dallas?
What, Tom Skerritt? Yeah, he got ate by an alien. Pretty sure.
Oh,
I was actually quick thinking.
See, I brought that back around.
Yeah. See what he did there? No, it's radio. You can't see shit.
That's not radio, it's podcast. Some of them you can. I'm going to do this one video just to spite you. I'm gonna record the Prometheus trailer and just loop it on mute while we talk over it.
I got it. A man of the eye, I got porn. A brand is it. A man of the eye, I got TC and Higgins. Come on, Kobe tie.
All right, so I'm Biggs.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Adrian.
Take it easy.